But now for something completely different.
大家好，欢迎收听这个礼拜的 RSBNB Update。
This is RSBNB Update, episode 18, recorded Saturday, October 15th, 2005. Hello everyone, good morning, good evening, or good afternoon, wherever you may be from the high desert. This is RSBNB Update, and I'm your host, Pika69 with Shane12088.
Hi there everyone. So, this week we're going to try and follow the same format as all our other shows, but that might be a bit of a hassle for some parts of the show because there was no RuneScape updates this week. So we're just going to try and trudge on and go on as we normally would. So, how about we start with this week's RuneScape updates? The World 1 fan failure. So, apparently a fan failed on the World 1 server, causing heat to increase, and it made the server unreliable, caused severe lag. World 1 failed. It's funny that it's World 1 that would fail, seeing after World 1 is the main market area for the free-to-play people, and also many member people go there, I know, as well, to do this. So, it's kind of weird that that happened like that.
It's a conspiracy.
You ever had any fans fail?
No, I can't say I have, but
I haven't had any fail, but I know Mike had one fail in the past, but it actually makes your computer, you can't even use it if the CPU fan fails, because the CPU will just get too hot,
burst
unstable.
Into flames?
No, not. It probably can't get that hot to burst into flames, I don't think. But it would just totally toast your CPU, and you'd end up having to buy a whole new machine rather than buy a new buy a new fan. So, definitely a good excuse for some downtime on World 1, I'd say, even though it probably was true that the fan failed. I don't know. You think it was true that the fan failed?
Of course not. I say it was a conspiracy against the F2P people from Jagex because they don't like the marketing scams going on. So they got enough complaints from people being scammed. They said, "Hey, we're gonna put an end to this and cause everyone not to be able to scam on World 1."
By the CPU fan failure.
Yes, it's another government cover up. But this time Jagex is the government.
Yeah, the government of Jagex.
Yes.
Yeah. So, fan failed. I don't know, is there anything else to say on this besides it's fixed now?
Get better fans next time?
Well, I'm assuming that the World 1 fan has never failed before, and since RuneScape has been around, 5 years maybe, I think it might have been, or 4 years. What do you think? 5 or 4? Probably in there?
Something like that.
Yeah. Well, fans, I'm not sure what the typical lifespan of a fan is, but I know that 4 or 5 years is a long time for a computer part without being upgraded. So that might be possible cause for it. Well,
you should just get a new server for it.
Yeah. How about we move on to this week's questions?
Okay.
Since there is only one RuneScape update.
Okay.
Actually, before we go on to questions, let's take a look at why we think there is no update this week. There are supposed to be 3 quests this month, and this week was the second month of October already. So they probably have to do...
Second month of October?
Second week of October.
Okay, there we go.
They'll probably have to do 2 quests in 1 week, maybe. I don't know. Why do you think they decided not to put the update out this week?
I don't know, because they probably had to do the server issue, resolve all that before the quest. But I don't know, maybe it's just a really massive project and it's all coming out at the same time, just to confuse everyone.
Maybe. Maybe it's the beginning of carpentry.
Perhaps.
I don't know. Well, anyways, let's move on to questions now. This week we didn't have enough time to post a topic for creating questions because we were dealing with the RSBNB issues all week. So we just pulled some of your guys' questions off the forums. So no audio questions this week. Let's start with this question here. I need to get 50 crafting and 45 herb lore for the Legends quest. I'm wondering how to get there. For crafting, I'm thinking cowhide, silver, gem cutting. For herb lore, buy runners and sell prey pots. Buy units, any suggestions? It's from Atheism Rule. We've both done Legends of Het and have had to get our level there. What do you think?
Depending on what your crafting level is before you do it, I'd say go with the silver. And, yeah. And make, like, holy symbols.
Or, if you're also doing fletching at the same time, make spin bowstrings.
Oh, that's true. They make...
That's how I got, like, 90% of my crafting level. I'm level 60 crafting right now, and I started making bowstrings at level 10. And everything in there was bowstrings.
You're level 60?
Yeah, oh, crafting man. 60.
Oh, awesome. Me too.
Yeah.
We have, like, the same stats going on.
Except your combat is higher. Yeah. Well,
just a little bit.
Bowstrings, if you're doing fletching at the same time for crafting, I'd say.
Yeah, bowstrings, and then you can sell them too. For some money. 100 each isn't bad.
Advice for herb lore is to buy as many herbs as you can, even if they're the guams, marantils, and hairlanders. You can do that.
Oh, I hate hairlanders.
Basically, the guams, you can buy the second ingredients from the store to make attack potions.
Yeah, and they're really cheap, too.
Yeah, and the marantils, you have to go kill some black unicorns to get unicorn horns for anti-poison.
Which is kind of a hassle, but it's worth it.
Yeah, and for hairlanders, what I did for my hairlanders is I made energy potions, and I still have like 30 of them from when I did Legends last December.
Oh, I made restore potions from the red spider eggs, but those take forever to get.
Yeah, that's why I did the energy potions. Yeah. And then runner weeds, just pick some snape grass, and then when you have that level, make prayer potions. At this stage of the game, when you're just training up, I would recommend you keep all your potions.
Yeah.
That way, then, you'll have prayer potions for quest if you ever need them.
And you'll need plenty of them.
Yeah. You only want to sell prayer potions if you're probably wanting to get into some sort of herb lore business, because prayer potions are expensive to buy, and it's just cheaper to make them yourself.
Yeah, 5,000 each.
Yeah.
So, just keep them.
And for obtaining herbs, I'd say just buy them from people. So, just buy them from people. Buy them in small increments so you don't have to pay large sums of money.
I remember I used to kill druids to get herbs.
Yes, that takes too long, though.
Kinda.
Yeah. Okay. So, I guess that's advice for training on Legends. I guess it's okay for us to be talking about that since we've both done the quest. Yep. Next question says, "Kay, I want to know because I want to get money for Dragon Lays. I've tried thieving Blood Rune's chest. It doesn't work good. If someone could tell me, that would be good." So, this person wants to get money for dragon legs. What do you recommend for this?
I'd say fishing, because I noticed down in Catherby, people oftentimes buy raw lobsters for 200 each.
Mm.
And there's always a large market there for them, so I'd say sell lobsters.
Oh, yeah. Or if you're feeling more adventurous, you could try merchanting something, like Big Bones or something, if you have enough starting money. You could try doing that.
Yeah.
Or you could just high elk stuff again if you're doing fletching. That's what's good about fletching if you're like 70 level or 70 fletching plus, something like that. That'd be good. But probably do what Pika said and buy and sell lobsters at Catherby.
Because then you're getting experience points too.
Yes, for fishing. So I guess just do that. I should probably do some fishing, but oh my god, there's no time for that in a day.
Oh yeah. Since I've been fishing sharks, it takes a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, level 80 to 81 is forever. And I still need 10 million more experience to level 99, so I don't think I'll ever have it.
Eventually.
Yeah, yeah, like 2 years from now, maybe. But,
yeah. Well, thank you for that question. That question was from TJ Clark. Pika, want to read the last question?
Okay. Borrows, are they any good for getting money? And if so, will my stats be enough to complete the borrows? And that's from Atheism Rule.
Okay.
Varro's is tricky.
Yeah, it is. I'm just going to look his stats up right now so we can see if they're if they're high enough.
Yeah, if you're you need to have using the ancient magics is advised.
Basically, we'll start with the first part of that question. Is the Barrows good for getting money? If you get some of the special armor like the Varak, Darak, Guthin, Karl, Aram, Torag, if you get armor like that, it can be worth it then.
Isn't the Guthin like worth 16 million just for the set?
Yes, that is right.
So if you get like some Guthin, then you're in the business, right?
Get a full set of Guthin, that would be great.
Yeah.
So, or you can get full Varak, which has the ability to hit through armor. But I think the reason Guthin is so popular is because it can it heals you. If the set effect works, what you hit, you will be healed. So it's definitely a good set for training. Guthin. Just looking at your stats here, Atheus Rule, 69 attack, 60 defense, 68 strength, 67 hit points, and 56 magic.
You might want to hold off on that one.
I'd say hold off on a while. And do Desert Treasure so you have access to the ancient magic spells.
What's his combat level there?
81.
Oh, Barrows is not for you then.
Not yet.
I'd say 90 at minimum.
Well, if you do magic and you have the proper technique, you could probably start around, 88. So, but definitely 90 if you, like, want to do a combination of melee and magic.
Oh, and take a lot of food.
Based attack. Yeah, you'll need lots of food.
Lots of food and,
a prayer potion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't forget a spade.
Yeah, a spade.
Like I did one time, Shane had to get me one.
Yeah.
Thanks for that, by the way.
Yeah. So, basically, hold off for now, and then later on when you have a higher combat level, probably be a good choice. Alright. How about we move on to tech news now?
Tech news. We need like a little music thing to go with that.
Tech news. We'll see. Well, two major stories this week. Apple has released another set of upgrades. They've upgraded the iMacs, you know, the iMac computers, to hold, they have a built-in video camera in them now, and they're thinner. So, basically, if you buy an iMac now, you get a video camera built in.
That's convenient.
Yeah. But those upper-end Macs are expensive still. So, well.
But how is the video quality for the camera?
Oh, it's probably really good, considering it's a FireWire device. And FireWire is better than USB for cameras. Best webcam anybody can get is if they have a mini DV camera, they can hook that up to their computer and use that as their webcam.
Oh, I have one, but I haven't hooked it up yet.
Does it have FireWire?
The box said FireWire, but there's no connection for it on there. Let me grab it for a second.
Because if a camera does have FireWire, you want to be able to use it, and FireWire is a great way of transferring data. It's really quick, and the camera is also really good because you're getting full frame rate motion. Only thing that'll limit you is the bandwidth of the internet at this. So, something, if you have one, you can, and you have a FireWire port on your computer, that would probably be the best way for you to use a webcam.
Oh yeah, I had to buy a card for the FireWire, so I wouldn't be able to be online unless I had Ethernet going.
Ah, yes. Oh, you don't have the built-in wireless job.
No, I had to buy the card.
Oh, okay.
Let's see, I got
the box?
I'm looking at the connections on the back of my camera, and there's the AV, a little weird thing. That might be the FireWire.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't look like the FireWire cable, though, so whatever.
Yeah, so it's basically if you want to do that, then if you're looking to get a Mac and you want an iMac, now would be a good time, probably.
Oh,
or you could wait until next year for the Intel Macs.
And it creeped me out because I was watching TV one day and I was flipping through the channels and I had it on, HSN or something like that. And they were selling this camera, and it looked kind of familiar, and it turned out to be the same model as mine. So it's kind of freaky.
What's your camera for?
I don't know. I just bought it because I was going to make some films with my friends.
I see.
But we haven't gotten around to it yet.
Yeah. You should put their money together and make them buy you a Mac for your video editing.
Yeah. I need a memory card for this, so if anybody has one, they could just mail it to me.
Oh, it doesn't. What do you mean, memory card?
Well, it has little tapes on there, little DV whatever tapes.
Mm-hmm.
But it needs, like, a memory card so I can, like, save digital stuff.
Oh. You shouldn't need the memory card to just take normal video.
Yeah, I know, but whatever.
Yeah. No, DV is good. Anyways, moving on to the next part of this story.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Apple has also upgraded their iPods to 30 and 60 gigabyte models.
Aren't they already 30?
20 and 40.
Uh-oh.
But these are the video iPods now.
Ooh.
They can play video.
Ooh, amazing.
So, yeah. I don't know. Are you going to be getting one?
Probably not.
What about a Nano?
Probably not. I already have my Dell MP3 player. Which, and I, like, dropped it and the screen doesn't work now. But, it served me very well.
Yeah. Anyways, on this video iPod, there's a TV connector. It plays videos of resolution 320 by 240, which is kind of a small resolution, but for a handheld portable device, 320 by 240 is fine. So, I don't know. What do you think their idea is behind releasing this video iPod?
Just to sell, like, little DVD tapes for it.
Well, it's a hard drive player, so you wouldn't be able to put a DVD in it.
You'll have to download
the videos.
They'll sell you an external drive that you have to, like, plug into it to run the little DVD things.
Mm-hmm.
Like little mini discs.
Yeah.
So they can rip you for more money.
Yeah, or just have it for download. I don't know.
Download at very expensive prices.
Yeah. Well, and then along with this, they released a new version of iTunes.
Yay.
I've
never used iTunes, have you?
Use it for the podcasts that I have.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So, yeah. So, that's what I use it for. I still have 5. Anyways, next story is that there's a rumor on a certain blog that that Google has hired the lead game developer. Game is a messaging client that does a whole bunch of other protocols like MSN, AOL, Yahoo, but it's open source. So with Google hiring them, they might be trying to make some sort of a Google client. So
I'm not sure if it'll be successful, though, if they do launch one.
Oh, yeah.
'Cause
I don't know.
You have AOL and MSN, which are pretty big. And then you have Yahoo and ICQ or whatever it was, which some people use.
Yeah. ICQ is the best for not going off track. So, anyways, if they did do this, I would probably use it if it supported MSN and Google Talk, maybe, but we have MSN Plus right now, which is pretty good, so.
But not me, because I got too irritated by people sending me sounds. Some people.
Some people?
Like Shane.
Also, this blog that says that they have hired this game developer. It says that Google might buy AOL. I'm not so sure about this. This is just some rumor off of a blog. I'm not sure if it's true. What do you think? You think Google would buy AOL?
I'd say it would be the other way around.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, we should move on to rants now, hey?
Okay.
You want to start?
Well, the second one's kind of a lot to read, so whichever one you want to read.
Okay. Well, I'll read the first one then. I've tried to get into World 2 187 times. I counted each and every one of those single painful clicks. This is absurd. I don't know what you'll say, but this is a fact. You really need to fix this or something. So
I added that little last part in there. So, anyways, about this rant, well, it is a crowded world.
Yeah, and, it's a marketplace world.
Yeah, so I've never had to try to get on more than 5 times.
I've had to try a few times, but it hasn't been so long that I haven't been able to get on. It hasn't been, like, 187.
That's a bit absurd right there, but,
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think this person's probably just having bad luck.
What amazes me more than just this rant is that he actually counted 187 clicks.
187. That is lots, isn't it?
It seems unreasonable that someone would click that many times.
Yeah.
I'd just go on, like, World 26 or something. Mm-hmm. That has another large audience.
Yep. Well, I don't know.
Not much to say about that one.
No. You want to read the next one?
That guy's a noob. Anyways, this next rant says, OMG, I just had one of those worst... He can't spell. Look at that. Anyways, I just had one of the worst experiences of my entire life. Of RuneScape life, that is. I was at Sears Bank. I made it a goal to get a mask before Halloween. Pretty nifty, eh? I've gotten 2.9 million so far and growing. Yep, I'm a happy camper and I've been working real hard. He sounds very enthusiastic there. I decided to try something different than bowstrings and maybe a little extra, and maybe do a little extra, like a little bit of D-meds. Dragon meds. Sounded risky, but that's merchantine. So I got all my money out and waited on the second floor of the bank. I got on forms and checked out the prices. Well, a little while later, I remembered I was logged in and I had checked to see how I was doing. Did I log out? No, there was an evil chicken, and my bar just flashed red. So I'm guessing he was being killed by a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next part says, did I die? No, I had 1 HP left by the time I went downstairs. I'm so thankful that I made it in the nick of time. You cannot even express the feeling of being safe when you were sure to die. I had it on my best outfit, too. Probably like monk's robes or something.
as most
merchants would. That death would have broken me. The point of this is, okay, here's the best part. How could Jagex let this kind of thing happen? This sounds really mean in there. I already heard storied, I guess that's stories, of people who died those kind of deaths. Even, do you know what that's supposed to be?
Even all to take everything. I don't know what that means.
Even something to take that thing away. I never thought this could happen
to me.
To me, but it could. Oh, it can. Jagex, this sort of thing. You shouldn't get such a deadly event for just sitting there. Evil chicken should be gotten by the following. Killing chickens, especially. Fishing, cooking, woodcutting, combat, fletching, fire making, any other non-combat skill.
Like, evil chicken is a random event meant to be random. It's not like the, one of the Dr. Ford or whatever his face is when you're woodcutting.
This guy needs to learn how to spell.
And he needs to learn that he shouldn't stay logged in.
Yeah.
I don't know, how many evil chickens have you gotten?
I've got 2. I remember one was... I was training at Dagonoth's, and the other one was when I was cooking.
Oh, yeah. I've gotten a few, and most of the time I just ran away from them. Once I was training magic at the Wizard's Guild, and it appeared inside the cage with the zombies, and was attacking me from in there with its magic. So, I don't know. I think evil chickens are okay. Have you ever... I've killed a few. They drop like 90 feathers.
Really?
Yeah.
I only killed the first one, and it had like 10 feathers.
Really?
Yeah. It was,
that's strange.
Not very many.
I don't know. I think the person here is frustrated because they lost, or they almost lost their
entire fortune.
Yes, entire fortunes. Because of a random event.
Stuff
but
like
you're not
this
supposed. Yeah, you're not supposed to sit around, you know?
Well, if I'm on the forums, I stay logged in case somebody sends me a private message saying, hey, I'll buy your stuff.
Yeah.
Or, hey, I'll sell you something.
Mm-hmm.
But I make sure to look periodically to not be killed by an evil chicken.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Actually, I should have asked this back in the questions thing, but I have a question. A RuneScape-related question. What should I train my magic on, seeing that they've degraded Crumble Undead, and that I don't want to spend that much money, and I still want to be able to get to 85? What do you think I should do?
High Elk?
What if one doesn't have anything to High Elk?
Then one should get Fletching.
Ah. Okay, well, thanks for your opinion on this. I've heard some other opinions, but I'm not sure which one to go with.
Oh, I remember doing Fletching. The EU short bows went for like 680 something a piece at High Elk, I think. The EU long bows went for 765 or 768.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, 760 something. And then the short bows, magic short bows, go for 1,000, I think.
Yeah. Almost 1,000.
No, yeah, it's
900 something.
980 something, I think it was, or something.
Yeah. Well, then I'll have to go through that entire thing again. Well, we'll see. I'll have to do some further research.
Once you get to 85, it's awesome because the magic longbows go for
1,532,
I think.
So then you can make 500K if you bought 1,000 magic logs then.
Well, if you bought Yeah,
1,000 magic logs.
Yeah. You'd get 1.5 million, but that's 500,000 profit.
More.
Right there.
But it takes a long time. I don't know.
Just stringing them takes forever.
Because
you can only do 14 at a time, so.
Yeah. I'm thinking that I should either use some sort of magic spell, like combatic magic spell, or teleport, if I could find the laws, so. We're hoping for that to happen.
So donate laws to Shane.
Oh, yes, definitely. I'd be happy to do that. Do you know how much law runes go for?
Like 300.
And I have to do about 22,000, so...
Oh,
wow. Also, if anybody wants to donate 6.6 million or some money like that...
That's a little... 6.6 million. I might donate like 1,000...
Oh, okay. Well, we'll discuss this after the show. All right. Time for RSBNB matters. We have some pretty serious information to talk about this week. So I'll start with this. First item is that RSBNB has split it from the RuneHQ partnership that we had. We were sharing the guides and databases. However, we just feel that we want to give our users more of an active role in this site, so now you guys can all help create guides, monster entries, item entries, and stuff like that. So there's a submission form for each one on the RSBNB forums. That we're still working out details on that with rules and everything, and how it will all be submitted. So for now, just submit info there. And then there are some specifications in each of the forums what we are looking for. So just do that. It's also important to note that if you are submitting info, please do it from your own words, and we don't support plagiarism.
Yeah.
If we find anybody plagiarizing, there will be serious penalties for this. So, do not plagiarize.
Yeah, that's bad. And it's a federal offense, too, so we won't be the only ones mad at you.
Okay. Also, because of this, we've gotten our own server now. Before we were hosted on RuneHQ, they were hosting us for the past 6 months. That is why they've kept our calculators. So, they've kept our calculators because of that, which is perfectly fine. So, we're on our own server now. Its server is expensive. We'd appreciate your support either by donating or supporting the sponsors on the website. But RSBNB is going to be here for a long time now, and the server issues have been fixed. So, just a little note on that kind of thing, that we have splitted and what we are doing now. Just a note on that. Also, King Kala's PK trip starts in approximately 40 minutes from this recording time. So, obviously the trip will have happened, but I will be there, or was there.
And I will be there slash was there, too.
Okay.
I think.
You're gonna be killing people?
Yeah, I'll kill them real good.
Okay.
Kills them all real good.
What have we been doing on RuneScape?
What is we be doing on the RS? it says Pika got 84 cooking and 81 fishing. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that is good, hey?
I just need 700 more sharks to cook until 85 cooking, but...
Oh, yeah. I haven't really got much done this week since dealing with most of these server issues.
It just says moving stuff over.
So...
And then there's a really creepy picture there.
Really? I don't see any picture. No. Maybe you should refresh your page.
Did you take it out?
No. So.
No, it's not working now.
Well, I think we're done for...
It was a really good one, too.
We're done for this episode of RSBNB Update. As you can see, this episode was shorter because we didn't have that many questions, and there were no RuneScape updates this week to discuss besides a fan failure.
And there was no co-host to slow things down.
I guess, that's right. Alright, so, this was episode 18 of RSBNB Update. I am Shane1288.
And I'm Pika69.
See you guys next week.
Later, y'all. Over and out.
This was episode 18 of RSBNB Update, recorded on Saturday, October 15th, 2005. Next week we hope that we will have more RuneScape updates to discuss, and we will also have more questions. That can be guaranteed. So, episode 19 will be recorded next Saturday. Thank you.